Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another action-packed call, another wonderful week, another wonderful day. I am your host, Donald. I hope everybody's had a productive week. Hope everything is going your way, so to speak. Tonight's call is going to be very exciting. We're going to cover a couple of different things that I feel like we hear a lot of people suffer from and maybe don't really know why or even how to remedy the issue. So this is going to be, again, very informative. I hope that you guys decide to join the discussion, because when you join a discussion, then that way we can answer lots of questions and we can help other people who may not be on the call but can benefit from the information. And so that's why I said it's always important to invite your friends and family on this call every week. I've had a pretty good week. Just a lot going on, you know, life itself and all that comes with that. But it's fun for me to, again, be able to research and be able to bring the knowledge to the table and learn something. You know, I learn a lot from all of you guys. So, you know, that's important for me as well. It's all in the learning a lot of times, and I'm more willing to learn as much as I am willing to talk and teach and share this information. So, I'm excited about it, and I hope that we continue to strive and push for better health. I think we have taken a lot of pressure off of a lot of people just in the sense of information. We've been on information overload for so long, you know, or actually lack of information. You know, the information now that we have, the resources that we have, has made it really easy to be able to make a decision about your health and to make a decision about what it is you want to do once you have the proper information to be able to do it. And I know that, you know, I ask that you share this information. I ask that when you hear something and it pertains to you, whether it be sciatica, whether it be kidney stones, hypothyroidism or hypoparathyroidism, you know, I want you to share that. You never know who on your timeline may be suffering. So this information is vital. This information is important. Because, one, we have to have fun, you know, and life is about having fun. But we can't have fun if we're hurt. We can't have fun if we're injured. We can't have fun if, you know, your health gets in the way. That's the last thing that we should have to be dealing with when you got such big, lofty goals and expectations for the rest of your life. And we're young people, you know. And we just don't, a lot of times, give our body the attention that it needs. We don't give our health the attention that it needs. And part of having fun and part of that is partying and doing the things that comes with partying. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's how we feel when we get up every day. And back pain, sciatica, man, I've seen it in lots of things and lots of people, and it's very debilitating. It's the irritation in the lower part of your lumbar, in your spine. And, you know, you stand too long, it hurts. You sit too long, it hurts. You lay the wrong way, it hurts. And one of the things that I didn't really have to deal with it much, but when I first started going to the chiropractor, I got in a real bad accident back in 2008, really bad. And the first thing that started hurting, of course, is your neck and your back. And when I went to the chiropractor, you know, they said, well, you've been hurting for a while. It's just that you just found out about it because the accident made it, you know, that much worse. And I was like, well, what do you mean? And they said that the nerves that go through the spinal cord, you have your spinal column, which, of course, goes like that, and you have your nerves that go down through your spinal column. And actually, you also have the vertebrae, and then you have nerve endings that come out of the vertebrae. And those nerve endings that were coming out of the vertebrae, what you actually have when you have sciatica is you have that nerve that's coming out and the vertebrae being squeezed down on that nerve. And when the vertebrae is squeezed down on that nerve, then that's what's causing the issue. But only 2 to 10% of those 144,000 nerve endings at the end of that cord that's coming out of your vertebrae, but only 2 to 10% of those nerves control pain. So when you look at it from that aspect, that's what happens when you bend over to pick up the newspaper. And you're like, oh, my God, my back went out on me. Or you are brushing your teeth and your back locked up on you. It's not that you just found out that you had a problem. It's just that you just had enough of that vertebrae pressing on that nerve that you felt the pain to cause the problem. And when that happens, that's what gets your attention. But you have had either disc degeneration over a period of time. You've had what they call a fancy word, subluxation, which just means that your spinal cord or your vertebrae, each one of them are off, and they're pressing together, which is then pressing the nerve. They stack on top of each other. And that hole that they come out of is where the nerves are. And when they press down on each other, that's what causes that nerve. Also, the disc between your vertebrae, you know, you might have a bulging disc or herniated disc, but those discs in between your vertebrae, they also start to deteriorate. And when they deteriorate, it just brings your vertebrae closer and closer and closer together. That's another way that that nerve gets pressed down on. And that nerve will shoot down the pain will shoot down your leg, it'll shoot to your butt. I mean, it can be a radiating pain just from the back region itself. So depending on how that pain shows up is a lot of times what your comfort level is like. People would put heat on it, they go to the hospital, they put ice on it. I mean, you got using Bengay and patches and all of this stuff to try to just alleviate the pain. And part of that treatment is a good chiropractic adjustment. You know, the natural way of things should be sought after first, I should say. But that's not always, that's not always what happens. And so we have a lot of times where we just go straight to the hospital because we can't take the pain. And pain will make you go somewhere. And instead of going to a chiropractor, people say, oh, yeah, well, I've been there. And it's like they do the same thing every time I go. Or it takes a while for the pain to stop. Or it hurt when they first adjusted me. And you have to realize that your body's been out of square, been out of alignment for so long that it's going to have some type of issue when you first start going back or when you first start trying to get that connected or back in line, no pun intended. So, you know, it takes that time for that to work. And within a week or so, you know, they can have you pretty much a lot pain-free if they have taken the right steps to adjust you. But you got to realize when you go to the hospital or a doctor's office, they're going to do the same thing to you anyway. They're either going to send you home with a drug or they're going to send you home with surgery scheduled. And in some cases, they'll do physical therapy. But depending on the type of physical therapy, they will have you working a joint or working a part of your body that's already worn out in the name of strengthening it. And that doesn't always work either, because then that causes more discomfort, more pain. And then they'll send you to a pain management clinic, which is the craziest thing I've ever seen, because pain doesn't cause anything. Pain is just that red warning light in your car saying, we got to figure out really what's going on. And the medical system does a great job in figuring out what's going on. The problem is in the fixing of what's going on. And that's where you have control over your health. That's where you take it from there and you say, thank you, I appreciate it, because they're going to run every test. They're going to run blood tests. They're going to run CAT scans and MRIs and x-rays and ultrasound. I mean, they're going to do everything. And, you know, a lot of it isn't warranted, and a lot of it can cause you more harm than good. You know, getting high-resolution ultrasounds is a really good thing. That's what they do for mothers. That's what they do for babies. But if you're not pregnant or you're not a baby, they feel comfortable in giving you an MRI or a chest x-ray, shooting all that radiation through your body. And that's just not healthy for you. That's just causing more problems. So one of the things that when we talk about back pain, especially sciatica, is going to see a chiropractor, going to see somebody within the holistic side of things. Because your back didn't get out of line because you were taking too many prescription drugs, but it got out of line because of your posture. It got out of line because of the way that we bend and pick up things. And one of the things I love about my chiropractor is they do a spinal care class every Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Of course, I haven't been in many years because I'm always doing this call right at 7. But that class is an amazing class, and I've learned so much from that class, because when you talk about the spine and that spinal care class, they actually show you how to sit. When you're driving in your car, and I know it's corny and it sounds corny, but you want to have your seat pulled up, not pulled all the way up until you under the steering wheel, but you want to have your seat pulled up and you want to drive so that your knees are higher than your hips. When your knees are higher than your hips, that takes pressure off of your back. When you lay down at night, if you lay down on your back, you put a pillow under your knees. It takes the pressure off of your back. I mean, you can immediately feel the pressure relieve from the lower part of your back. And even if you don't have back pain, I just tell you to try it when you go to bed at night. And when you lay on your side, put a pillow in between your knees. It helps keep your hips aligned. And a lot of these things, when I first got injured from that accident, and that's when I felt the pain, but I didn't realize that it was a lot coming from football and all of that. I mean, you know, you feel like you wake up and you feel fine and you have a little nagging injury, but you don't really realize how much your body, the toll that's taken on your body when you play a contact sport. But I looked and my neck was out of line, my back was bent the wrong way, my actual spine, and I was like, man, no wonder I feel the way I feel. And I couldn't, for the first week, man, it was the toughest thing, because I was one of those people who slept on my stomach. So, you know, sleeping on your stomach, and now they're telling you sleep on your back with a pillow under your knees or sleep on your side. And it's like, how? Like, you can't stay comfortable. But after you get used to it, man, you won't ever go back. It's the hardest thing to do. Now I can't sleep without a pillow in between my knees. I can't sleep without a pillow under my knees when I'm at night, when I'm sleeping at night. Because I have a terrible quality of sleep. When I'm driving in the car, if I do want to lean to one side, or if I want to drive a certain way, my back will start. I start to feel the problem in my back. But the other thing as well is the nutrients that we take, the calcium that we have to put back in our bodies, the magnesium and the glucosamine and the chondroitin, because we have to rebuild that part of our body. And in that rebuilding that part of your body, the chiropractic visits and all of that work great. But you also have to look at, what am I doing to rebuild or regenerate or have my body get in a place where it's healing itself? And in that place, when it's healing itself, you're giving it the raw materials. You're giving it the glucosamine and the vitamins and the minerals and the amino acids for the bones to start to regenerate, for those discs to spread back out. Because doctors will tell you that you can't regrow cartilage and tendons and ligaments, but you absolutely can. It happens a lot. It's just that the method they use to regrow it doesn't work. You can't regrow it with a pill. You can't regrow it with drugs or surgery. You can't. The body doesn't heal itself. The body doesn't recognize those as healing factors. Tendons and ligaments aren't made up of prescription drugs. They're made up of vitamins and minerals and amino acids. They're made up of the things that we should ordinarily get from our food, but we just don't. So it's important that, along with having that back pain, that you do see a chiropractor, but it's also super important that you're getting the nutrients to rebuild those joints. And I say rebuild, I use that term loosely, because basically when you give your body what is missing, it will heal itself. It will fix itself. And that's one of the things that we focus on and continue to work toward in that, is the body, giving the body the raw materials that it needs to make itself work. And it will do that over and over and over and over again for as long as we're giving it the proper nutrition. One of the other things that we have to deal with back issues and pain, is the fact that unless we are in a place where we're open to doing the right thing, healing the right way, you know, we neglect so much information, but because we get inundated with a lot, but we don't get inundated with the right message. We don't get inundated with the right information. And how do you know if it's right or wrong? Most of us have tried things. Most of us have done things, but not really got the result that we're looking for. So when I say, you know, we really have to be mindful of the level of health that we keep, we really do, because it can get out of control so fast. One minute you seem to be fine, and the next minute, you know, you're going in for surgery, or you have some debilitating incident that may happen that keeps you from living the life that you want to live. So sciatica, low back pain, you know, those things can really, you know, hurt you and debilitate you for a really long time. You know, spinal stenosis is another big one. That's part of, you know, those back issues. That's part of the issues that you find when you have that low back pain. That's part of that lumbar area, the narrowing of your spinal cord. You know, when that starts to narrow, you start to develop. In most cases, the relief for it is temporary, unless you're doing something natural to continue to, you know, feed at it and feed at it and feed at it and feed that area. Another part about the body is what it's letting you know is simply that I'm calcium deficient. When you have sciatica, it's because the vertebrae is missing calcium, magnesium, chondroitin, glucosamine. It's missing the things that it needs to be healthy. In most cases, when you're calcium deficient, you don't just have one problem. You may have low back pain, but you also may get cramps. You also may have plantar fasciitis. You also may have joint issues. You know, very rarely is it just that one thing. So when we talk about how we keep the body going, it's really talking about making sure that we are giving it what it's missing and continuing to build that part of the body. We have to get it under control. And the best way to do that, again, is giving it the vital nutrients that's missing. And that's the raw materials. That's what the bones are made of. That's what the ligaments are made of. That's what the tendons are made of. So when we talk about those particular areas of the body, the joints and the bones, you have to give it what it's missing. And once you do that, it will heal itself, along with, like I said, if you got sciatica, going to see a chiropractor. Those two together will have you back on track faster than any back surgery, any fusion, because once you start operating on your back and you start fusing something that's supposed to work like a slinky, and now you're making it like a 2x4, straight and stiff, your quality of life is just going to go down. Also, when we talk about why and what happens in the body when we're severely calcium deficient or magnesium deficient or vitamin D3 deficient, is the fact of the parathyroid. And the parathyroid is in your neck. It's next to your thyroid gland. They're not related besides just the name, but they do separate things. The parathyroid is like about the size of like 4 grains of rice. And what it does is it regulates the calcium that flows through the body. And it monitors your blood calcium level. And when your body says, hey, I'm calcium deficient, your parathyroid will say, okay, do you really need calcium? And it says, yes, I need it really bad. So what it starts to do is go to work. And that goes to work means that it starts to take calcium from your bones. It starts to take calcium from your joints. It starts to take calcium from your teeth. It starts to take calcium from any place in the body where calcium lives. And it will take more calcium than it needs. And that's what happens when the body and the joints start aching. Man, my joints hurt all the time. Oh, my doctor says I have hyperparathyroidism, which means you have an overactive parathyroid. When you have an overactive parathyroid, then what's their goal? They say, okay, well, your body's just producing calcium like crazy. You have too much calcium. And one of the things that I'll tie into that is kidney stones. Because when you have kidney stones, it's not that it's twofold, and I really need you to understand this. When you have kidney stones, you go to the medical system, and they will tell you that you have too much calcium. But let me explain that. I really need you to listen to what that means, because too much calcium simply means that your body is pulling calcium from itself. And it pulls so much calcium from itself that once it's finished meeting its goal, it will deposit the extra calcium into the kidneys. So that's how you get kidney stones. But kidney stones in and of themselves are a result of the body robbing itself from calcium. It's like you looting your own house. It's like you got a piggy bank and you say, I do not have any money. I do not have any money. You say this every single day and you don't try to go out and work for money. You don't try to go out and do anything else for money. And then you say, but you know what? I got my piggy bank and I'm going to raid my piggy bank. And at the end of the day, you have nothing left in the piggy bank. When you don't have anything left in the piggy bank, you're broke. Same thing with your body. Your parathyroid and the calcium within your body, that's your piggy bank. So what must you do in order to keep your piggy bank either at the level that you want it or for it to grow? You have to add to it. So that's why through diet, meaning the type of foods we eat, or supplementation, we have to get the calcium that our body needs so we're not using our own reserves. In honor of it being Biggie Smalls' birthday or anniversary of his death, whichever one, he said, never get high on your own supply. That's simply the same thing. Stop using your own supply to try to maintain you. You need to add. You need to put in. You need to make sure that you're using the calcium, and you need to make sure that you're using the glucosamine and the chondroitin. Our body needs about 1,200 milligrams of those a day. Calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3 as a group. We have it in a protocol, which means it's all one thing in one bottle. It's liquid. And it's about 1,200 milligrams of calcium that you need. And you break that up over the day. So that's 600 milligrams in the morning and 600 milligrams in the evening so that you're breaking up your nutrition. And what you'll find that once you start doing that, your body won't have to use its reserves. The joint pain that you have or the bone pain that you have will start to subside. The weakness that you feel, the osteoporosis that you're starting to get, the sciatica that you have, the kidney stones that you get will start to alleviate themselves because you're giving your body what is missing, that raw material. And I always, when I say calcium, I always have to name all the other things that go with it because somebody will run out and just grab calcium. And if you understood how hard calcium is to get into the cells, to get into the tendons and ligaments and the joints of the body, you would understand that you just can't take calcium just by itself. It does not work by itself. And even your doctor will say, oh, I'm going to put you on a calcium regimen. And he puts you on that calcium regimen and you get no benefit. Plus, it's maybe a synthetic calcium. But you need the glucosamine. You need the vitamin D3. You need the chondroitin. And that's why when you get it all in one bottle of liquid, you don't have to guess how much you need. You don't have to take six of this and seven of that when we talk about liquid nutrition, when we talk about the vitamin D and the calcium and the glucosamine and the chondroitin and the strontium. It's all right there. So you just take it based on body weight. And that will assure you that you're going to get the right amount of nutrients for your weight. that's the other thing when we take just drugs any kind of way. If whether we get them prescription drugs or whether we get them over the counter, especially over the counter, it'll say take two as an example. And if you're from 12 years old to an adult, take two. Well, there's some adults that are 300 pounds and there are some 12-year-olds that are 60 pounds or 100 pounds. Who's getting enough and who's not? Somebody's not getting enough and somebody's getting too much. So we must do something different than the status quo. And when you look at the level of arthritis in this country, and you look at the level of knee replacements and hip replacements and all the things that are on the rise due to joints not being properly taken care of because we just don't know or rely on somebody who we feel like has our best interest at heart to give us the right information. But our joints continue to ache. Our joints continue to hurt. We still continue to have problems. And with the kidney stones, if they get bad enough, then you have to go in and have those removed. Or they'll do something to help you dissolve them, or you have to wait to pass them. And from what I understand, passing a kidney stone is painful. I've not had to endure that, but I understand that that's extremely painful. And if you've ever had a kidney stone, chime in and let me know if it's painful or let me know how it feels. Or if you know somebody that had one, you know, because we all learn from one another on here. But that's because the body is overcompensating. And a doctor is quick to tell you, I'll just take your parathyroid out. If he takes your parathyroid out because it is overactive, that's not the reason why it's overactive. So if he takes it out, the body still has the problem. We've never fixed the problem. And that problem is the fact that we are so deficient in our calcium and in our vitamin D and all the things that go along with that. So once we start to put that back, your parathyroid will rework itself. It will heal itself. It will say, you know what? Okay, I got enough. We can turn these off. We can turn off the floodgates to the rest of the body and allow it to heal and allow it to fix itself. And so that's why kidney stones, you know, people think and they're told that it's too much calcium, it's too much calcium, it's too much calcium. But we never hear the other side of that. If you ask them why, they'll just say, oh, well, because your parathyroid is working hard. Well, why is that? And granted, you have to challenge. And I'm not saying challenge as if you know more. I'm saying challenge so you understand. When a physician tells you that you have kidney stones, you say, okay, why is that? When you have too much calcium in your body, well, why is that? Well, because your parathyroid is working overtime, pumping calcium through the body. Well, why is that? What's the problem with that? And make them explain to you and break it down. The other side of that that they don't often get to or don't often tell you is that you have too much calcium, that you don't have enough calcium going into the body. And so your body's robbing itself to maintain itself. Your body will do everything it can to keep itself going, short of killing itself. The body will attack anything that comes to it. The body will do anything it can to make its life easier. And so that's why a lot of times if you have joint pain or if you have back pain and it lasts a couple of days, and oh, it seems to go away, or you twist something and you hurt something, and, you know, within a couple of days it seems to go away, a lot of that reason is you may be calcium deficient, but the parathyroid turns on and starts to pull calcium from different places. And then once that problem is managed or to a point where it's okay, then it'll cut itself off. And it loses some steam every time it does that. You can do it a few times. It can do it a few times here or there. But if you're not putting anything back, you're not building anything up, and then there'll become a point in time where you have no calcium in your bones left. You ever heard it happens a lot in kids where they have that syndrome where their bones are so brittle, anything they do, anything that they touch, they fall the wrong way, they sit the wrong way, they can break their bones. Their bones have none of the raw materials in it to help keep the bones from breaking. They're very brittle. And I, like I said, bone sheds and bone builds. You have to shed old bone for new bone to build on it. And when you get in certain instances, especially when you get older, like these seniors, and that's why they have to go get, and women, they have to go get these bone density tests. Because what happens is they'll stop shedding the old bone but keep laying down new bone, and it's just like it's so hollow underneath. And so that's what they're checking when they're checking for osteopenia and osteoporosis. They're checking to see with those bone density tests how thick or how dense the bones are. How deep do those bones go down? Or are they just a brittle shell that's not maintaining you? So if anybody that suffered from sciatica, you know, let me know about it. You know, if you want to chime in on the radio side and make a comment, or if you want to talk about it on this side, you know, let me know about it. If you've had kidney stones and been told the wrong information, or you know somebody who has, let's talk about it. Also, parathyroidism. Let's talk about it. Because the only way we're going to learn, the only way we're going to get it, is to have a discussion. And when people ask questions, that's how we learn. So, you know, all of these things have to be maintained. But if you had them all, or if you had three or four different calcium deficiencies, you would get treated differently for each one, because they're dealing with the symptom and not the root cause. The root cause is a calcium deficiency. And when you deal with the root cause, you fix that, you give the body what it needs, and that root cause will have the body heal itself. And that's why the programs that we have are so successful, because we deal with the root cause. And yes, it takes a long time for our bodies to get out of balance. And once it does, we notice it, we feel it, we sleep with it, we wake up with it every single day. And then we have to understand that returning that body back to primary health or optimal health is not gonna be as fast as we would like it a lot of times. There's a process. There's a level of discipline. It didn't do it overnight, so we can't fix it overnight. But we can fix it much faster than the side effects of drugs, and we can fix it much faster than some of the horrors of surgery. Sometimes surgery goes great, sometimes it doesn't. But nobody's ever died from taking too much nutrition, because most of the time we don't get enough anyway. When we look at the foods we eat, carbonated drinks like sodas, they aid in the breakdown of, it robs our bodies of calcium. It robs our joints of calcium and of nutrients. So when our body's starting to break down because we're drinking the sodas and we're drinking the sugary drinks and we're eating the fried foods, those are also things that's going to help aid in the breakdown of your joints, because that fluid that's needed in between those joints starts to dry. The fluid that we're supposed to have that moves around in our bodies starts to sit and stagnate in one place, and then you get fluid on the knee. And then you have to go get that drained every so often. That's supposed to be moving throughout the body, not sitting stagnant in the body. So, you know, it's up to us to look at this from a holistic aspect, all parts of it. Because it's one thing to get injured, or it's one thing to have one of these issues and go to the doctor, and the doctor gives us some type of remedy or some type of protocol or surgery or some type of drug. But they're not going to tell us what to do when we go back home. They're not going to say you need to cut out gluten because you're not absorbing any of the other good food that you're eating. They're not going to tell you that you can't eat cruciferous vegetables if you have certain issues. That's your harder vegetables, like your cabbage and different things. They're not going to tell you to take nutrients. You need some added nutrients because the diet that you eat, and when they should sit down and have a conversation with you about the things you eat. But nutrition is not what they learn. They don't learn nutrition. Even all the 8 years they go for medical school, they get very little nutritional training. And it just so happens that nutrition is what we need to maintain a healthy body, to maintain healthy joints, to maintain optimal health all the way around. It's amazing how at the beginning of the year and up until about this point in the year, it's starting to decline more and more, but you go to the grocery store and you see people with everything. They got 2 and 3 different things in their hand, turning on the back, looking at labels. And they're trying to figure out what has the most calories, what has the most nutrients. And then after a while, it just goes away because it's too daunting for a lot of people. They made it so easy for us to do bad. But then we get to a point where we can't get the weight off and we don't know why. We get to the point where joint pain and you don't know why. And no doctor has sat down and told you we need to detox your liver and you can lose 20 pounds or 25 pounds in a month. They tell you those things like, you know, to lose that much weight, oh, man, something must be wrong. No, your body wants to heal itself as fast as it can. It just needs the raw material. That's why we do what we do every day. And that's why we have the result that we have. Because so many people understand really, really quick when their bodies are starting to change, they understand that I can't mess this up. They understand that, man, my body feels so good when I treat it right. And now you have something tangible. I was speaking to one of my friends the other day or a couple of weeks ago, and it was like, man, I know what I need to do. It's just so hard to do it. And that's the absolute truth. It takes discipline to be healthy because there's so many things against us. Just imagine if we went to the grocery store and all they had in the grocery store were things that were good for us. Everybody would be healthy. I mean, we could fix this problem overnight. And this is what just lets you know that we're not alone in the decline of our health. We have a lot of help. You know, it's funny they talk about, you know, smoking cigarettes and how bad that is for you, not only your lungs, but your joints. But they still sell them. Stop selling. Let's go to a grocery store where you don't have options of processed food. If that's all you know, that's all you're going to get. Day to day, people want to be healthy. People really want to do the right thing. But for whether it be finances or just bad information because people think it's too expensive to eat healthy, which is really not, it's actually cheaper because you have less cravings. You buy less food because you're full because you got a higher quality of food. You take certain nutrients. That cuts down the cravings. You can keep your weight at a manageable level. And even if your weight is at a manageable level, you're one of those people who can't gain weight. But you still don't eat healthy, and you still feel like crap, and you still have joint pain, and you still have back pain. And then people are like, how? You're small. You're skinny as a rail. Why do you have these issues? Because it doesn't matter your size. The same thing applies to all of us. It just matters how much nutrients you're actually getting in your body and how well you're taking care of it. So, you know, one of the things that I find over time, especially having playing sports and football mostly, is that your joints, man, they take a beating. And even a lot, like I look at a lot of guys, friends of mine that were in the military, especially that had to go to Iraq and they're carrying those big packs on their back and, you know, all of that, what goes along with that, and just not sleeping and just the sleep in any kind of way, just the level of health that the decline of health. And one of the things that I've noticed is that when you start to make wholesale changes, and I'm talking about all the way around, cutting out some of the bad stuff, you know, walking, trying to do a little bit of exercise, you don't have to go to a gym. You walk, you stretch, that's good enough. Or if you go for that. But, you know, sometimes we feel like we got to do this massive thing just to maintain health. You know, anytime you see an older person, they just outside walking. That's really all it takes is a brisk walk just to get your heart rate up and some stretching and some sweating. Sweating is good for you, but you have to be putting back the nutrients that the body's missing. And, you know, once you take advantage of just the little things, people, you know, run to the gym because they want to lose weight. That's the first thing they do, but nobody ever sits them down and says, you know, running on this treadmill is not going to get it for you right now because you're doing yourself more harm than good. Let's look at what you're eating. Let's detox the body. Let's get back to ground zero. Let's start to get the mindset changed. Because that's a lot of what happens when we lose discipline. It's the mindset. And a lot of that mindset comes from some of the foods we eat that are addictive, that create the cravings, but also the lack of nutrition as well. And when we wonder why, you know, our back pain progressively gets worse or our knee pain progressively gets worse, you know, or we just say, man, I cannot get a hold on my health, that's when it's time to do everything that you can do to get it back to ground zero. A good detox, 30-day detox, liver detox will help that, as well as the way you sleep, your posture. It's a lot of the little things. And once the body realizes that, hey, man, we're on a cycle of optimal health, it will start to follow suit. The mind will follow suit. The body will follow suit. And before you know it, it doesn't matter your age. Before you know it, you're back feeling good again. Some people think after you get to a certain point or a certain age that you just lose, your health is just supposed to go away. And that's really not true. Your health is supposed to be maintained throughout your life. At some point in time, you will die. But nobody says you have to die sick and miserable. If you're going to die, make death come looking for you. But we just resign ourselves to say, oh, I'm 40. Oh, I'm 50. Oh, I'm 60. That's just life. That's just about how you get when it gets. And that's absolutely not true. We have enough people that I'm around, and that's part of our organization, that's part of our group, that would say different. And so that's why I enjoy just being able to look towards the future and look forward in the future, to have the people around you that are on this journey with you. Because in all likelihood, they're going to be with you for a long time. The people you love and care about, you want them with you for the longest time. But so much these days we're having to deal with the fact of people being unhealthy or just can't get a hold on things, or just death itself, especially death that doesn't have to happen. And when I say doesn't have to happen, I'm saying that, you know, we're quick to say a person suffering from a particular thing, whether it be diabetes or heart disease or whatever, that God called them home or what have you, but no, he didn't. Heart disease called you home, or high blood pressure called you home, or diabetes called you home. Those things are preventable. We don't have to have those things. And so the more we fight and put out the energy of fighters to fight for our health, the quality of life is much different. I definitely appreciate you guys joining in today. I hope you learned something about kidney stones and sciatica, and also hyperparathyroidism, because those things will rob the body of health. And in this calcium series, or this calcium deficiency series that I'm doing, everything points back to, no matter what I talk about, everything points back to calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, glucosamine, chondroitin, all the things that the body needs to maintain optimal bone health and optimal joint health. So I go into the symptoms, because that's what a lot of different people suffer from. But the root cause is all the same. And so the last 4 weeks of this calcium deficiency series, I picked up different symptoms that affect most Americans. And when I say most Americans, I'm talking about across the board, generally speaking, when you're looking at the numbers, how many people have sciatic and back pain and bone pain and arthritis and joint pain and all of these different things. I talked about those specifically, because that's a larger group of people. And so the result is the same. If you called me last week because you were talking about bone pain or cartilage issues, and you call me this week because you're talking about hyperparathyroidism, or you're talking about kidney stones, or if you called me a few weeks before and you wanted to talk to me about arthritis or rheumatoid arthritis, I'm going to give you the same. The protocol is the same. One healthy bone and joint pack per 100 pounds of body weight. But you have to detox first if you really want it to work. So you do your 30-day liver detox, and then you come back with, after that you assess where you are after the detox, because a lot of times a lot of things can be alleviated just through detoxing the system, detoxing the liver. And then we go from there and we figure out what nutrients the body needs specifically. And then we give you those based on body weight. But in most cases, when we talk about calcium deficiency series, we're talking about the bone and joints. And that bone and joint pack, all that bone and joint pack is in there. All that's in there is the everyday nutrients that your body needs, plus the raw materials that the bones are made of and the joints are made of, and the cartilage and the tendons and the ligaments and the connective tissue and the disc between the vertebrae. They're all made of the same stuff. And so there's a specific protocol for that, which is that bone and joint pack. And if somebody invited you on this call and you have something that's of a calcium deficiency nature, get back to them. If you need to reach out to me, or if you need to have a question answered, you can inbox me or you can call me or text me. My phone number is 919-599-0916, and I will get back to you as quick as I can. And, you know, get you in the right lane. Because really and truly, it's all about referring food to people. When we eat food, food has calcium, food has magnesium, food has vitamin D, food has vitamin C. All the things that we're supposed to get from food, is just a lot of it is not there in the doses that we need it or in the levels that we need it. So we can't eat enough food to get our reserves back straight, but we can take nutrients. And so when we talk about what we recommend, we're recommending the same nutrients that you would get from your food. You just can't. So we do it through a supplementation form. That's it. And people say, well, can I take this with my prescription? Absolutely. Are you eating food? Because this is all it, all that we do is just give you what you're missing in your food. That's it. It's not vitamin. It's not drugs. It's not prescriptions. It's not anything besides food. And that's the way we look at it. And so it just makes your food more value added. It makes your body feel much better because you're getting the food that it needs to fix itself. So with that being said, I appreciate, again, everybody who get on every week. I appreciate the time to just be able to come and sit with you and chat and have a different discussion, something that we don't get to talk about every week, something that we don't hear on the news, something that is just different, because we all, like I said, have goals and dreams and aspirations, even if it's small to you. But we have to have our health to be able to do those things. And when you don't have it, then that's where all your focus goes. And you fight for your life, literally. So I enjoy bringing the information. I enjoy the dialogue. I enjoy just week-to-week studying and learning. And also it helps me. I learn so much. And so, and even if there's a particular topic that you have that you want me to discuss, you can inbox me or you can text me. And I'll work it up. I'll put it into the rotation. That way it's about you and less about just what I feel like is important to talk about every week. This platform is for all of you that join. Whether you're on Facebook or whether you're on the radio, it's for all of you that join. And once we create the dialogue and we have the information, now you can make a better decision or a more rational decision about how you want your health to be managed. So, again, if there's anything that I can do, any questions you have, if you're on the radio side, you can press 1. If you're on the Facebook side, you can leave a comment or you can inbox me, and we'll talk. Pretty busy week coming up, but you know, we definitely can set an appointment to talk. And if it's something that's really, really dire, you can text me and I'll, you know, try to put a text together or call you real quick. But just a pretty busy time because we have a lot of work to do. And there's a lot of people who are looking for help, that are looking for answers. And we have a team to do it. But it just requires a lot of time. But I swear it's my passion and I absolutely love it. So, again, my phone number is 919-599-0916. Feel free to reach out. And one of these days, I think it'll probably be next week, I have to look, but I'm going to do an open discussion where I'm not going to have a topic, and I just want you to come on, whether you're on a radio or on a Facebook Live, and make a comment about something. Tell me something that's going on so we can be make this interactive and we can have a really good dialogue. You know, I don't want to come and talk at you every week. I really wanted to create a discussion. So just keep that in mind, and we'll do that. I think it's next week, but just be looking out, and you'll get the update throughout the week. But, again, I appreciate everybody joining. If you heard something that you felt like somebody else should have heard, please share this. Share the call. Share the video. Just share it. You never know who's sitting by looking for answers. And you don't. It could be somebody you don't even talk to. It could be somebody that's a friend of a friend of a friend, and you just shared something, and your friend sent it to them, and that friend sent it. And now this person has answers. This person, you just saved their life. So don't just keep this information in Harvard. We have to share it. I look forward to seeing you guys next week. I appreciate you. Thank you for joining. I love you. You know how to get in touch with me if you have any questions. We'll see you soon. Good night.